Oh no, trust me, it gets worse. Not only did he take me to dinner to the Amadeus on 42nd East and not 42nd West,
mm-hmm.
my mother calls me in the middle of dinner and tells me he's not even a doctor.
Mm.
He's a veterinarian.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
Now, how did she know that?
Well, apparently she'd been talking to her sister, Auntie Ruth,
uh-huh.
who recognized the name from a party last year
mm.
where the doctor's father fell into the pool holding an umbrella
mm-hmm.
and made Shirley Heckman laugh so hard she peed herself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's hard after 5 kids.
So what did you do?
I excused myself to the bathroom and snuck out the back. I knew one of the servers from when I used to work at Calypso before it became a Falcone front.
Oh my God.
Here's the best part. I forgot my jacket on the chair and had no wallet or keys for the night. I had to walk to his apartment, own up that I walked out, and ask for my jacket back, which he didn't even have. It was still on the chair. I could have died. I think I did die. I am standing here, cutting hair, dead.
Sorry I missed the funeral.
Oh, please, Cookie. I don't get a funeral in this economy. At best, I get to come in an hour later. First customer comes in, looks at me, and says, "Oh my God, what happened to you?"
Oh, please, you'd be the only one who could be dead and fabulous.
Is it too late to make an appointment?
Eddie, oh my God, sit. Cookie, I need you to call Mrs. Lindemann. Tell her I can't see her today. Lock the door, unlock the cabinet, and take the day off.
Do I still get paid?
Not if Dr. Cosmo doesn't get to his patient. Scoot.
Scoot then.
Is this a bad time?
For you, Edward, it is always a good time. Sit back.
Sorry for the 5 o'clock shadow.
Honey, that 5 o'clock shadow was 2 weeks ago. I'll put these hot towels on, take care of it, and you, talk to me.
Why do I keep forgetting it's pointless to be the hero? Why do I keep... Why do I keep trying to help people?
Oh, the same reason my mother keeps trying to set me up with the men in my neighborhood. She knows better than everyone else, and she can't keep her nose out of people's business.
Oh, God. Surely you jest.
I make you gorgeous, and I tell you no lies, honey. The difference between you and my mother is that you do know better than everyone else.
See, that's what I thought, but now, I'm not so sure.
When you were in last time, Southern Dreamboat had whisked away, and Mayor Moneybags was sending you to find him.
I do wish you wouldn't call him that. Southern Nightmare is what he is.
You've got your code names, I've got mine. How about we pick up where it all left off?
I recruited the help of my friend Waylon, who, admittedly, was hesitant about keeping secrets from John, but couldn't deny that it was less likely to get people killed.
Keeping shit from me? Making me look like a fucking idiot? Waylon knew, too. Waylon! Far as I reckon, everyone knew but me.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
What do you think I said?
You think I don't know that trick?
Who's tricking? I'm asking a question.
Were you even listening to me?
You're pissed that Eddie did an Eddie thing, and Waylon was too nice to tell him to cram it with walnuts, so you shit on him too.
Huh. I say you were listening.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, and you agreed with me. Did you know?
Know what?
Harley. Did you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew.
What? How?
I ain't telling you that. I don't owe you shit.
Well, that just tops it all, doesn't it? Everyone fucking knew. You know, that really fucks me off. People laughing behind my back. Just a big fucking joke. Real big laughs at my goddamn expense.
I just wish someone would slap some sense into him, though granted it may take more than one. Surely, of all people, he would have to know how difficult he can be.
Maybe he'll take the whole thing as a learning experience.
For a man of science, he seems to struggle with the whole learning thing. I mean, I'm not unsympathetic. Yes, Ichabod's his whole world, or at least the majority of it, and there will come a day when she'll drop off the perch for real, but he'll have a heads up to it. You know when life is running thin. You brace for it.
Unless they get hit by the 23rd Street bus.
Unless they get hit by the 23rd Street bus. Or have their neck broken and left in a cage. Or anything else that can happen when fate plays dice.
Chin down.
There's something inside of him that he can't fully control. So why would I poke a bear without a plan? Oh, hey, John, turns out your bird is alive and hidden somewhere in the city. Here's a gun, a bottle of wild turkey, and bus fare. Best of luck.
Well, you're making perfect sense to me, Eddie. It'd be like putting the condom on after sex. You've already fucked. What's the use of playing safe now?
See, I knew it was logical. I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew you would understand.
Hold still.
I just don't know what goes on in that man's head. I mean, if words aren't going to do it, what will? What'll it come down to? A bare-knuckle brawl in a Waffle House parking lot? Because he may have the reach, but I've got the stamina.
I know Eddie, and I know you. The way it sounds, there's no pretty ending for this.
You're using logic on me? Now?
Hey, I'm just here for the company. I didn't think you were even listening to me.
Bits filter in.
Yeah, stuff you can get pissed about. I get it. Eddie's a manipulative dick who treats people like things.
Damn right.
And you're a manipulative dick who treats people like things.
You enjoying this?
What?
Treating me like shit?
What'd you want, tea and sympathy? Your buddy tried to kill me and toss my man through plate glass. You had a massive mental break you're not even sorry for, and you want me to kiss your head and tell you it's okay? Fuck off! I love you, Johnny, but fuck off. You feel me?
Yeah, Harley, it's not a subtle point that you're making.
Good.
Out of curiosity, what would Edward have gotten?
What, from me?
Yeah.
Eddie had never come to me with this.
And why not?
He's gonna want someone to tell him he's right.
What, and I'm not right?
Of course you're right, Eddie. Look, about 3 weeks ago, I swam too deep in a bottle of Merlot. And when I woke up, all the rings on my right hand were missing. I almost ripped my apartment to shreds to find them. I can only imagine what I'd do if I'd found little Esteban, God rest his doggy soul, the same way Dreamboat had. I'd have burned down the city, too.
Did you find them?
Hmm?
The rings. Did you find them?
Well, apparently, I had moved them from my right hand to my left at some point in the night. I said something about scratching the Swarovski, which, hello, you think I could afford those? Drunk Cosmo seems to be living a much classier life than I am.
Oh, Cosmo, you are the living end.
And thanks to keeping your friend in the dark, I don't have to worry about becoming a dead end. Well, for the moment.
It could have all gone so much smoother if he'd just learned how to be reasonable. What am I saying? What is even the point in thinking he could have been reasonable about this? He's such a stubborn,
pompous,
ignorant,
condescending,
buffoon,
jackass.
Now stop me if you've heard this one.
I know it. And he knows it.
It's all his fault.
Feel better for getting that off your chest?
No.
So what are you gonna do about it?
Nothing. I got Icky back. I'm good.
Okay. You got any sane questions now? You're not hysterical.
Oh, I was not. God damn it. I was not hysterical.
Closest you get. You want the scientific term?
Which one?
Technically, you lost your shit. Quick slap and your shit shot right back. Like magic.
High fucking hilarious.
Hey, I'm not just a pretty brain.
Yeah, you also got hands like croquet mallets. Jaws about 2 inches to the left.
Hasn't improved your looks any.
Well, shit. There goes my modeling career.
So what's your question, if indeed you got one?
All right. When did you find out?
After Eddie had already left.
Huh.
See what happens when you wait and see?
Hmm.
You don't make dumbass leaps in logic and think everyone's against you.
Maybe not everyone, right? But plenty still are.
Attaboy. There's that healthy attitude.
You know, one of these times we should make you the focus of discussion, since this is your session after all.
Aw, but look at how far we've come.
Get out of my office. Time's up.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Johnny.
Huh?
I'm glad you're not dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he can go and pout about it, and you can strut about town a human once more. Voila!
Cosmo, you are a god.
I know, honey. Now this time, respect the artist and run a comb through that russet nest once in a while, will you? Beauty doesn't take a vacation.
Speaking of, your annual trip to the Bahamas should be coming up, yes? I'll be sure to book around it.
Not this year. Had to replace the front window, so no Cosmos for Cosmo this year.
Nonsense. Everyone needs a chance to get out of town once in a while, especially this one. Will this do it?
Oh, Edward, that's not what I was...
Not enough? All right. Here.
Eddie.
I'm just going to keep adding to it until you give in.
Thank you. Oh, you've made me all a mess.
And you've made me a handsome devil once more. I'd say that makes us even, wouldn't you?
You ever need an ear, you call me, all right?
You're always my first port in the storm, Cosmo. You and Cookie have fun now.
Oh, my God. Cookie is going to die.
Cookie! Get in here! I know you're eavesdropping, you bitch! Go pack a bag! We're going to the Bahamas! And shut off that TV! I can't hear myself think!
GCN News presents Vicki Vale Live.
I'm standing outside the Harper Zone manufacturing plant, which, despite many difficulties and red tape, has finally broken ground in Gotham City. A move that has led many people to speculate the presence of bad blood between Mayor Cobblepot and Harper Zone CEO Kieran Harper. Mr. Harper, how does it feel to have finally won out?
Well, Miss Vale, as we donate 100% of our profits to various organizations around the world to help children, it's really the little ones who win out in this situation. We're just happy to finally bring our delicious products across the pond to a broader demographic of wonderful people.
And what about the rumors of a feud between you and Mayor Cobblepot? He seems to hold some, let's say, animosity toward you.
Oh, no, 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 dear. The Harpers and the Cobblepots have had a long history, but our feudin' days are long behind us. I'm sure he was just taking extra care to make sure that his beloved citizens receive the highest quality of sauces and dressings, and we will deliver just that.
Well, we're certainly happy to have the Condiment King himself gracing our beautiful city. Now that you've finally touched down in the United States, what plans do you have for the future?
Well, I'm afraid you'll just have to wait and see. Now, I'd love to talk more, but I'm really rather busy. So thank you for coming out. Thank you.
I have a question, please, sir. Mr. Harper?
Assholes. Right. Who's this, then? His name's Samson. Ah, one of the two fists of Cobblepot.
Anything out of him?
No word. Ah, not surprising.
Well, if you won't talk to me, maybe you'll talk to dear old Ozzy for me, eh? Tell him Kieran Harper wants to have a little sit-down. Talk about old times.
Urbigamiso.
He's a fiery one. Put him in the Chipotle.
Yes, my liege.
Don't you fucking start.
Up you get.
On Tommy, save the, looks like I'll be sending the message myself.
You got it. Condiment King. What a load of shite.